Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Empowered Spirit Program, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. So wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me and tuning in. I wanted to let you know that if you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, terryannhyman.com, and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, my Empowered Spirit Program can offer you some. It's a 90-day private mentoring program that helps connect you to your spirit, teaching you intuitive development tools, Reiki energy, and helping you to create new spiritual contracts for your life. You can find more about this at empoweredspiritprogram.com website page as well. As we transition from one season to the next, it's a great time to come in, talk to me, have a complimentary energy assessment, and see how you can make some changes and move forward, just as we change and move forward with the seasons. I'd also like to invite you to my Facebook group, the Empowered Spirit Circle. It's a private group that offers private support, blessings, energy, advice, articles, information on the metaphysical energy healing modalities. Definitely search it out. Join me on the Empowered Spirit Circle and learn more. I have offers that I only put out in that group. So how is everyone today? How are you doing? We have a really great week ahead of us, some really fun energy. It's my favorite season as we move into the summer on Wednesday, the solstice. So we have lots of light. As you probably noticed, the days are longer. The light is out. I know this weekend it was beautiful. It was thunder, rain, sunshine, all of the above, wind, all of the elements present. But definitely the feeling of summer is with us for sure. We also have the energy of the dark of the moon. Now, I was looking at my calendar just a moment ago and didn't realize, but where I am in central time, the new moon comes in on Friday, which means the dark of the moon comes in Wednesday, Thursday. So we have that combination on Wednesday, the longest day and the dark of the moon. So that is some extremes you may notice for you. You may feel that shift go up and then down. You may come back around not noticing it, but many of us will. It's a really good time to come back and reset your energy. When you start to feel that darkness, that shadow part come forward, remember the light is strong and get out and open up those shadows. Face them. Look at them. Offer gratitude. This is how we grow. This is how we move forward in our life instead of staying stuck. So you may notice a little bit of that energy as we move through the week, the shifts that it's going to create. Summer, I love summer. It's all about allowing. It's all about trusting, which is not easy for many of us. It's about sitting back, getting in the hammock, and letting your work come effortlessly and easily from all that you've done this spring. Sometimes we have to be patient, right? We have to let it grow. And that's exactly what the summer is about. So why not have fun doing it, right? That's a great way to think about it. Sit back, allow, trust. I'm not saying be lazy. I'm not saying do what you need to do, but step back from all the doing and just find yourself in the being. Yes, a really good way to think about it, especially as we cross over into this week. I'm going to be offering on Wednesday, before the solstice at Birmingham Yoga, I'm going to be offering a fire and a Reiki and fire ceremony back in the garden there and cleaning it up, getting it ready. We're going to do a Reiki circle, but we're also going to do a fire ceremony with Reiki and with the fire. So join us at 5:30 if you'd like. And then also we'll move back into the back studio and we'll be doing a crystal light and sound meditation geared for summer energy, awakening that fire. And throw in some restorative poses as well. So that's going to be on Wednesday, the 21st, in the local area of Birmingham. Yes. So I'm also really fired up. I had a really great end of the week on Friday. I met with the people from Rev Birmingham, one of their groups that they offer, Biz 1.0, and talked with Dion and Taylor, and so much fun just learning about what's going on in Birmingham, the growth of Coming Forward, and an idea that I have coming from meeting with those at the Creative Roundtable, coming from the Make Beham and the co-creators, all that energy. I am seriously excited about an idea coming forward. So yes, Awake Beham. Yes, first and foremost, if you're interested in connecting with other like-minded people, networking and finding that group and starting to share your references and who you work with and who needs what kind of healing, massage, Reiki, astrologers, readers, intuitives, what be it in the spiritual realm? Check it out. I've created a meetup group, Awake Beham. You'll find out more about that as the weeks unfold. All right, that's all my exciting news as we move in from the end of spring right into the summer. So let's just take a moment because I have a lot to talk about the guest, and we have our cards that we drew last night. We talked about starting this energy of the magic, and we'll share that too. But let's just take a moment and take a nice deep inhale as we go to bring our energy together. And exhale. Inhale, bring it all the way up the body. And exhale, sending that breath all the way back down, deep into the earth. Inhaling. And exhaling. Love it when the energy gets exciting. Yes, so let's just ground a moment. I can stay focused. Inhaling. And exhaling. And just calling in divine guidance, the masters, the teachers, the archangels, and our own spirit guides. We ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we offer this work and move forward this week. Opening up. Coming into divine guidance as we offer with gratitude the spring. As we let it go, the direction of the east, where all those new beginnings occur, where we plant the seeds, where we open up each and every day. We honor that direction. Thank it for all the growth. We let go of what didn't work, just like we weed it out. Let it go. To the south, where the summer's coming, to the west and the north, above us, below us, right into the very center, asking for anything less than light to be gone. And only the highest vibrations be with us as we move through this week and open to the energy of summer. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. Bringing that awareness back. Last night on your Energy Focus Facebook Live that I do, we drew some cards to look for the week, and I wanted to share those cards. They were really beautiful. I've been working with the Wild Unknown deck. Really fun deck. Kim Kranis is the beautiful artist on this tarot card. So the first card that came up was our anchor card for the week is the Father of Pentacles. It's beautiful. I've posted it on Facebook. You'll find it. It's a beautiful energy, which shows us and reminds us that we've done a lot of growth for the spring. All right, it's a picture of like a deer with the antlers, and the antlers are in the rainbow colors where everything else is black and white. And Pentacles is our abundance, our work, our support, creating that foundation so we move into the new season with this card anchored in for all the work that we've done. Now, if we move into the week, the card that came up next was the Five of Cups. Five is about change. And this one also has a picture of a really sad horse on it. So this is really one of those cards where we look at the grief and sadness. And that's okay. We can do that as we move into the spring. We can do that, as we move out of the spring and into the summer. We can do that and let that grief go. Whatever wasn't working, let it go, heal. Allow yourself, offer gratitude for it showing up. Because the next card that comes up is the Eight of Pentacles, which reminds us of our skills. It's really telling us to let those skills grow, exactly what the summer is about, right? We also notice the spider webs a lot more in the summer too, right? They're building their web, intricate designs, beautiful, really crafted and really, sometimes this card can come up to be about starting a new hobby for the summer and getting really good at it. So see what it is for you. And then the next card that comes up, beautiful card. I love it. The Ten of Cups. It's one of those positive, radiant energy cards. And this, in this particular deck, it's got the bowls and it's got rainbow lights connecting, five on each side, connecting all that vibrant, radiant energy. So what a great card to come forward as we move into the summer. If we go back to that anchor card, it's stand in that knowledge. Really put out that positive energy of your work and what you're doing. You deserve it. You made it through the spring. Let go of the sadness. All right. Whatever didn't work, honor it, grieve from it. Thank it for showing up. Let it go. And then open up to those skills that are really good within you. Find those skills and keep honing them and keep working. But be in the energy of creativity. Let it grow. Let it come around as the summer opens up. Because the next card, again, all that positive, radiant energy is there for you. So I'm going to draw one more for the show today just to add to it. Ah, beautiful. Ace of Pentacles. This is a beautiful card. It's almost like a dream catcher in the middle and red right in the center. That's a new beginning in the Pentacles. All right, so taking all of this work as we focus it and get skilled, let what doesn't work release. Yes, confirming new beginnings coming forward. Maybe you have something new you're working on. All right, beautiful cards for the week. I love this deck. I'll be sure to post the pictures of the cards. Really beautiful and powerful as we move into the week. So yesterday I was up at the lake working on my medicine wheel. Many of you have heard me talk about it. Beautiful medicine wheel, rock by rock, we've been creating it. And I had a friend up there helping me to finish the last cardinal path. We had the north to do. So we needed to pick up rocks from around the area to fill in the path, to pour the path rocks down. So we're walking along and picking up rocks. And she kept pointing to these places, kept saying, fairy homes, you know, and I was focusing. And she goes, fairy home. And I really wasn't paying attention because she kept hitting the holes. And to me, they were like dark, scary foxes live down there, you know. And then later, I started thinking about it after we worked in the medicine wheel and finished it up. Later, I started thinking about it. Like, what if I looked at the holes within me, the shadows within me, as if they were places of magic? Like, if I could open them up a little bit, that maybe that vulnerable place of me could really shine and really become enchanted with that very same magic that lives in the woods. I thought that was really a really great way to look at it. All too often, we're so hard on ourselves. Which is a perfect story and intro right into my guest today, Cordelia Francesca Brabs. She is amazing. She is a magical mentor for women who want to see what's really possible when they start breaking the rules of the old paradigms and start living from their magic. She stands in a beautiful, I met her in a business conference, Amanda Moxley, and I met her. She stands in this beautiful red dress, and she's been known to say she doesn't deal in fairy godmother, mice, and pumpkin illusions that fade at midnight. She's more like Merlin, ally on your quest to fulfill your divine destiny. She's not here to fix you or carry you, but to remind you how to use your own magic wand. She'll hold the space for you to alchemize your deepest wounds into glittering diamonds. She will see you, the real you, help you rise even more into your own gifts, power, and prosperities. She's truly amazing. She spent over 12 years training in many different energy modalities, including the One Command, EFT, life coaching, and magnified healing, and is a certified infinite possibilities trainer from Mike Dooley's work. She created her first Oracle deck, Goddess Power Pack, and was published in 2005 to help empower teen girls. She's hosted goddess circles, lived in Avalon, which is where she's actually traveling right now as we air this show. She served on so many things, goddess temples, goddesses in Glastonbury retreats. She's a freelance journalist. She travels all around, co-founder for Women for Wales, a conscious organization to raise awareness. She's traveled to sacred sites around the world, including Egypt, Hawaii, Sedona, Shasta, France. She's swum with the dolphins many times, have come face-to-face, eye-to-eye with the baby humpback whales and its parents. She runs her business from amazing places all over the world. Last year, she spent 3 months over the spring in Italy, 10 weeks in Hawaii, 2 months on the French Polynesian, 2 more in New Zealand. She's been in the U.S., and now she is actually traveling back to Avalon. So we actually had this interview last week so that we could catch her, especially right now as I'm moving through my summer school with the Oracle class. I wanted to get her in. She's created a beautiful deck of the unicorns, and the flying winged horses. They're absolutely beautiful. They're just now coming out. So I'm very excited to have her on and talk about how she created them, how they came about, and how she uses them to empower her work. Oracle of the Unicorns, it's what it's called. So let's welcome her and bring her on.
Welcome so much to the Empowered Spirit Show. Thank you so much for taking the time to come today.
Oh, thank you. I am so happy to be sharing the unicorns with you.
Yes. So we'll just jump right in. So tell me a little bit, first of all, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. I know you as a very highly creative mentor. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I call myself a magical mentor and reality upgrader, and I help magical, spiritual, powerful women to remember who they really are and to clear the deepest inner wounds and energies and patterns and programs that stop them from being the shining lights that they came here to be and the change makers and the new paradigm way showers. And I work with an energy called Diamond Light, which is pure source energy, which does all of that heavy lifting for us, which is so fun. And then I work to help rewire, recode people. That light comes in and we activate people's highest realities. We upgrade people's vibration. We do all kinds of amazing magic. And I feel so lucky to do that work. And then, of course, I'm also of Oracle of the Unicorns. So I've been on this amazing journey and coming into my own power. And now I am sharing unicorn magic in the world, as well as doing all that amazing deep work with incredible women. And there are so many, just so powerful, so many powerful women ready to rise. And it's an amazing time to be in and to be on this path at. So
that's just awesome. Yeah, I remember you when we first met as being just super creative, quite beautiful. I remember your red dress and just all of that energy that surrounds you. Where are you calling from now?
I'm actually in Colorado. So I'm in Fort Collins and I'm traveling. So I'm going back to the UK on Sunday in a few days' time.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be, and then seeing where I get called to. I always go back to Avalon when I go back to the UK. So I'll probably see my family and then go and visit the magic in Avalon. And it's one of my favorite hangouts. I've been going there for 10 years and I lived there for 9 months once in 2007, 10 years. So it seems like I'm coming around for my 10-year celebration of journeying in Avalon.
Oh my gosh. Well, no wonder you carry so much magic with you being from Avalon. Oh, wow. Very interesting.
Well, Yeah. I've got a lot of deep connections there. I'm not from there per se, but I've spent a lot of time there. So it's a really amazing place. And I highly recommend to anyone who is called to travel there, go. And this is Glastonbury in the UK. And it's just phenomenal there. There's so much magic, so much light, so much beauty. And there's the polarity as well. You know, there's both sides of the coin. So it's a very deep place to go that helps you step into your magic and remember who you are and get reconnected with your soul and what your soul is calling you to do. And I always find that when women get called to go there, it's because they are ready to up level, to shift up a few gears, to clear and release some stuff that's really ready to go now. And it's just every time is different. It's so magical. It's really powerful there. So I do adore it. So I'm excited to go back, as you can tell. And I'm going to go straight there as soon as I can.
So you have all this magical energy. You've been working with women, mentoring them through the work that you do and the energy that you offer. So how did that lead you to creating an oracle deck?
Well, I actually had my first oracle deck published, interestingly, 10 years ago. Well, no, it's probably a little bit more, 11 years ago. And this is Goddess Power Pack. And I love doing that. And I did a lot of research when I was doing that. And I learned all about getting an oracle deck published and how to submit to publishers. And I had this divine download that guided me to do that one. And
wow.
I got that published very easily. So this is the thing. I've used my magic with both of these oracle decks to manifest them, to create them. I got the divine downloads on the subjects. I knew who I wanted to get them published with. I got publishing deals very easily both times. So there was definitely a lot of magic in both these decks. And so 10 years later, or over 10 years later, the one I have out that's just coming out now is Oracle of the Unicorn, which is being published by Blue Angel Publishing. They're an Australian company who create the most beautiful, high-quality decks. And I absolutely knew, it was even maybe 4 years ago, I knew I was going to do a unicorn oracle deck. They came into my healing a lot. I was doing a lot of unicorn classes. You know, I connected with them and worked with them from several years ago. And it's just been a delight to have them coming in energetically. And so I've had this idea percolating for quite a while. And then a couple of years ago, I got the go-ahead. I got the green light. Like, okay, now it's time. So I put together a proposal. I knew I wanted Blue Angel to publish it. There wasn't any doubt in my mind. You know, I've loved their decks for years. And so I submitted my pitch to them. And again, just that was it. Really easily got my publishing deal with them. And then it's been a really deep
journey. I know it's not an easy feat. I know you make it sound so easy, but I know it's not an easy feat.
It's not. So no, it's not. And I laugh at myself because I take it for granted because I'm like, yeah, it's so easy. And I was like, oh, no, actually, I need to give myself credit for creating these both times because it's not easy. And with the Oracle decks especially, there's a lot more competition. You have to have... you know, you have to have a gap in the market to be filled, and you have to know how to pitch to a publisher. And, you know, you've just got to have the idea that's got that perfect timing and the perfect topic. And you can have the art, you know, if you're not an artist yourself like me, oh my gosh, I mean, the art in this deck is so utterly stunning. And I can't take credit for any of it. But I found these artists, you know, I scoured the internet. I was looking at all this amazing unicorn art, and I had a very clear vision in my head of what I wanted this deck to be. And it was to have a unicorn deck that isn't all kind of cutesy and fluffy and targeted at children. You know, I wanted this to be for the adults who love unicorns, because there are a lot now and a lot of amazing magical people who love unicorns, and I wanted them to feel and see the unicorns the way that I do, which is they are powerful, they are majestic, they are incredible guides and healers and sometimes butt kickers, they are supporters, they are amazing, amazing beings to have on your team. And I really wanted artwork that reflected that, and the art in this deck is just so stunning, and we've got 14 different artists.
Wow.
So I really immersed myself for a year, for a few months, and I was scouring online, and then we had a couple of the main artists I knew I wanted, and then I was looking on websites that do digital art, and I was finding, you know, some of these people are fairly unknown, you know, beyond the digital art world, and I'm so happy that I get to showcase their art in this deck. It's just so amazing. So it was such an amazing process to find all these images, and then working with the publisher, with Blue Angel, to whittle down, you know, to the ones that really spoke to us. And then I went through the soul journey of writing the deck, which was very interesting because
let's talk about that soul journey of writing the deck, because yeah, there is the artwork, but what about all the lessons that come with each of the cards? How did that come about?
Yeah, it's so funny. And I would say to anyone, if you're called to do anything like a book, an Oracle deck, a retreat, like something that's bigger than you're being called into, go for it, because there will be something deep for you, some growth. And the journey on, for me, writing and creating this deck has been incredible, because the first draft that I wrote was terrible. And I was trying too hard to make them unfluffy. You know, I was trying too hard to make them something I thought they should be. And it was such a beautiful lesson for me, because I was like, okay, that just hasn't channeled through. It hasn't flowed through. I'm pushing, I'm trying. And I just kept going back to my publisher, and we were both like, yeah, no, it's not right. And they were like, don't worry, you know, it's fine. We've got so many things on the go at the moment. Just take your time. We trust in divine timing. And I thank God, Goddess, for my publisher, because they were so amazing. So I went back to the drawing board, and then I took a long time writing them. You know, I really had to be patient, and it was like being pregnant with this deck. And it had already been in gestation for a long time, you know, like the idea and the energy had been sort of in gestation. And then I thought, okay, it's birth time. They're going to come out, and it's going to happen really quickly. And it was like, oh, no, that's not happening. So I had to be really patient. I had to trust. I had to do my own healing around being out there and being more visible. And to be honest, it kind of terrified me, because I was stepping a lot more into these energies of really empowering magical women and in a bit of an edgier way. And I'm definitely stepping into that now, just as this deck's coming out. So I'm still facing some of this stuff, but I'm really here to help, you know, the rebels and the change makers and the wild women. And some of that involves, you know, bringing up some pretty taboo topics that in the new age and spiritual community are still a little bit sensitive and can bring stuff up for people. So it's really, really interesting how that's all unfolded. But I really was putting my foot on the brakes, and I was a little bit scared, and I was resisting, and I was like, what if I'm not what people want me to be? What if I can't live up to people's expectations of what a unicorn author should be? You know, I think there's definitely, you know, a perceived image that, you know, what someone might be, and I'm probably going to be not that to some people. So it's really amazing what your soul will guide you into and what you have to face on that journey. So I've had to really overcome that and be, you know, I'm all of these things. You know, I am the woman who has been to Avalon, and I connect with the fairies and all the magic there. I am this unicorn woman. I am someone who, I'm a whale whisperer. I swim with the whales and dolphins. I travel to all these amazing sacred power points around the world. I have this natural light and this magic and this super high vibe diamond light that I work with. And I've also been on this journey of dancing with my own shadows. And I help women go down into the deepest places of their shame. And I'm really stepping into helping women release sexual shame and sensual shame and own their darkness and their edginess. And, you know, and I'm all of that, you know, and I was really afraid of being boxed in to just the nice, light, fluffy side of it. I was like, I can't be that. And people are going to want me to be that, and they're going to judge me. And so I've been on this really deep, powerful soul journey with these unicorns, and the end result is I just have to show up as all of me, you know, and for everyone, you know, whatever you do, that's our ultimate soul calling. We have to be all of who we are, and we cannot diminish ourselves or water down our magic or our power or our truth to try and stay safe or keep everybody happy. You know, we have to, and there will be that point at which our soul puts our backs up against the wall and will not let us move forward unless we step into our truth and we show up as who we really are and be all of who we are and honor it and be brave about sharing that in the world and not water ourselves down. And, you know, I think for magical women especially, we've had that for lifetimes. You know, we've been shut down, we've been persecuted, we've been wronged, we've been shamed, and any woman really. And so in this lifetime, in this time right now, this calling is so deep. It is so big and important right now. You know, we've got to own who we are. We've got to be in love with our shadows as well as our light and own them and integrate them and dance with them and you know, break free from all the boxes of the sin and the shame that we've been put in for lifetimes and break out and share all of our magic with the world. And that's freedom. And that's what I really feel so many souls are rising up into now. And I feel the unicorns are here to help us with that. You know, they're not two separate things. The unicorns want us to remember we are unique and to own how unique we are and how magical we are, whatever that is for each one of us. And to have the courage to be out there and to shine our light in whatever colors our light happens to shine in, and not be afraid of standing out. You know, that's what the unicorns are all about, you know, being magical, being unique, and shining their light into a world that in places where it's dark and the magic has been lost. So
That's awesome. That is so awesome. I love that idea of dancing with the shadows and really embracing that part, because you're right. I mean, so often we try to hide the shadows or push the shame down and not really embrace it, nor do we allow ourselves to let that be a part of our personality. So, wow, very empowering deck, very empowering. And I love that you're not just making it all fluff with the, you know, the mystical. I mean, that's really all I really know. Magical unicorn, magical energy. That's really all I know. So I love the idea of coming to that edge for us and opening up that ability to embrace that shadow part. That's just really awesome. Yeah.
And we need more of that in the spiritual world. We really do. And it's definitely, you know, happening more. You know, there's more people owning that and realizing that we can't do the whole light washing thing. You know, there is so much freedom and healing in being willing to go into those parts of ourselves, the parts of us that are really wounded, have been stuck in the shadows. We've been pushing them away. We're afraid of who we really are. We're afraid of our power. We're afraid of our magic. We're afraid of our darkness. And we've got to learn to dance with that and embrace it and love it and know that we become as light as we are willing to have been in our dark. You know, we can't be the massive beacons of light unless we have been into those shadows. And we've all had lifetimes where we've done the light and the dark. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I have certainly embraced enough of the darkness in my life to really kind of understand exactly what you're saying there, with knowing that that part of me is really what makes me me, right? I mean, we all can go around whitewashing it or pushing it down, but really when we stand in who we really are, that part is there. Right. And it gives us those wrinkles, and it gives us those crevices, and it gives us those edges as well. So that is really awesome to embrace that in your deck and not just make it pretty. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and that was what I was so keen on doing. And I think that's probably why I kept hitting those walls, because, you know, I remember when I was first searching for the artwork, because I've worked with all kinds of unicorns, and to me, I was so adamant, okay, there are going to be black unicorns in this deck, because I've worked with them, they are badass healers, like they just go into your shadows and all of your dark stuff, and they help you unlock that and embrace it and integrate it and heal those wounds. And so there's a few black unicorns in this one. You know, there's a card about anger, about how your anger is beautiful, because again, I think in the light worker in the spiritual world, there can be the sense that being angry is somehow bad, that we should always be happy, we should be striving to be in that high vibration. But actually, our anger is such a powerful energy, and it's that fiery life force that can shift us up into our power. And it's only when we squash it down and we make it bad that it's destructive and it can be damaging. So there's this beautiful black unicorn, which has this cracks in its body. And in the cracks, you can see almost like this volcanic, lavery, red, fiery kind of color. It's so beautiful. And yeah, I'm in love with that one. And then we have a card around polarity, which is integrate your shadow side. There's a card called strength, which has this stunning black unicorn on. And then, of course, there are the light ones. So these stunning white unicorns, and oh, so much beauty in these. So
We also use the winged horses too. Let's talk a little bit about that energy.
Yeah, because it was so funny, because I was going, how am I going to find 44 images of unicorns? And it was pretty hard, actually. And I thought, okay, they're all going to just look the same. So I decided, yeah, this is going to include winged horses and winged unicorns. But obviously that wouldn't have looked so good on the front. You know, Oracle of the Unicorns is kind of a snappy title. Mm. Oracle of the Unicorns, winged horses and winged unicorns is not quite as succinct. So it's just Oracle of the Unicorns. But yeah, the winged horses and the winged unicorns, they're like this, to me, they're like this extra energy. You know, they're this energy of soaring, of flying. You know, they lift us up. They help us soar above and have a different perspective on things. They're kind of like a little blend of the fae world, like the fairies and the unicorns. You know, there's that magic with the wings and the flying. And there's some really beautiful images in here of the winged unicorns and winged horses. And I love those as well. There's one really beautiful one that's the freedom card, and it has this woman riding on the back of this pure white winged unicorn and winged horse, and they're above the clouds, and there's the sunshine behind them, and she's got her eyes closed and her hair is streaming behind her. And to me, that's the image the energy I really get with the winged horse. It's like they help you fly. They help you remember your own wings and your own ability to soar above and beyond the illusions and the limitations and the fears, and they help you really rise up and go higher and help us spread our wings and soar. You know, they remind us, stretch your wings, you're powerful, you can fly too. So I really, really love them, and I knew they had to be a part as well.
Yeah, they are beautiful. I'm sitting here looking at, I don't have my deck yet, it's on order, but I'm sitting here looking on the website, and I see like the growth card. How beautiful is that?
With the baby wing horse? Oh, yeah. My God. So adorable. Yeah. Oh, you know, and it was so beautiful. And the artist who gave that to us, she just had a new baby as well. Mm. So I think she has brought all that mother energy into that. So it was so sweet. And yeah, it's so adorable. It's funny because we're talking about these cards, and I just want everyone to see them. So everyone who's listening, you want to go and get them and see these images. They're just so stunning. It's just this gorgeous white winged horse, and she's sort of hovering above her baby, this cute little baby winged horse, and teaching it to fly. And it's got like little spindly Bambi legs. It's just so sweet.
Yeah, that's an awesome way to expand out of the unicorn with the winged horses. Horses are so energy sensitive anyway, right? They're so healing just to be around them. So bringing that mythical image of them into them as well. So the imagery is beautiful. The colors, the art, the drawings, there's so many ways to read the cards as well. Did you have like a growth? Did you go like, I'm going to start here and go through a growth to the end, or they were just randomly in there, or was there any method to your madness when you created them? I mean, beyond, you know, talking about, you know, the shadows and the shame and all that, was there any method that way?
It was really a mix of looking at the artwork that we'd gathered and seeing what that image spoke to me. And in some cases, there was sort of possible two or three meanings. So I had to really tune in to each unicorn and be like, okay, what are you about? And what message do you want to share? And then it was a case of, you know, really honing that down and picking each one for each image and card. And that was actually really hard because you can see how some of them would be, could be different meanings. And then you want to say so many things about them. And there were some images that we'd found that we didn't use, you know, we only had 44 spots for them. And then there were so many other meanings I could have, you know, I wrote a list of some of the meanings that I wanted to have. Mm-hmm. And that ended up being this huge list. So then, of course, I had to whittle that down to 44 and match those up with the images. And, you know, it is a process. And then you have to also just be tuning in. And like I said, I did that really rubbish first draft. And then so the second time round, I was really, really tuning in and tapping in and really writing it from the heart and really connecting in with the unicorns and not trying to make it anything, but letting it be what it wanted to be and have those words come forward. And I was so, so much happier with the second version we did. And now when I read them, because I submitted the manuscript, you know, a while ago, so now I read them, it's almost like reading them afresh. You know, I couldn't remember what I wrote for most of them. So I'm going through and going, oh, yeah, I really like that message. Oh, yeah.
So the energy is still coming alive as they're coming out into the world. I love that.
Yeah.
So how do you use them in your work? What's your favorite way of using the oracles in your work? Do you use them for business, your relationships? How do you use them?
Well, for me personally, I mean, with the unicorns, I've been using these every day for a daily reading, and I've just tuned in. And I, for me personally, I just ask, you know, what do you want me to know today? What's my, you know, what energies or what's just as simple as that? Or I may focus on, you know, what do you want me to create in my business today? So it can be anything like that, really. And then I've been using them in my client sessions as well, and they've been so beautiful. Just using them at the start, you know, drawing some unicorns out, they give us a pointer to where we need to go. So they've been really insightful, really accurate in pinpointing the way to what may be coming up for that person and what they need to focus on and what's going on for them. And then it's really opened that doorway to go into those issues. So they're like a really beautiful enhancement tool. And for me, the guidance I've been getting from them has just been so accurate and spot on and really, really beautiful. So I've been using them myself every day since I got my author preview copy. I'm obsessed with them. So, you can use them any way. You know, there's some people who, you know, can do really advanced tarot-style readings, and you can use them that way. You can pick a card every day. You can do like a three-card reading with them. You know, you can just use them as and when you feel drawn to, you know, if you have a specific situation as well, you can shuffle a deck, pull a card or more cards out and see what the guidance is for that. So, you know, it's a really versatile deck. You know, it's very easy to use in any way that you want to. And you can simply, you know, you may even have one card that you flick through them and it really speaks to you, and you may want to put that up on your desk or your altar, and it's like a reminder and helping to bring the energy of that unicorn in and that message in for you. So lots of fun ways you can play with them.
Yeah, there is. You know, I'm in the midst of I just started a summer school with the oracles. And last night in our first call, we were doing lots of reviews of them and looking at, you know, all the many ways that you can and the difference between the oracles and the tarot. And, you know, we just really started in. So definitely right in line with all we were talking about last night and the ability to use them in our everyday world. But it's beyond just even the cards. It's like, where is this energy all around me? So it helps, I think, when we use them, it helps us to stay in that intuitive energy, to really build our awareness to the present moment. I really find that it does help us with that.
Definitely. And, you know, I always say with the oracle decks, it's so good to, yes, you know, look at the cards, look at the meanings. You know, so with the unicorns, you know, there's messages in the booklet that come with it, but also take the time to tune in for yourself, because there may be a slightly different meaning for you. You know, that word may mean something. There may be an additional layer to it that's not in the cards and the description. So like you're saying, you know, to take your time with them and really just tune in with them. Okay, what is this message from me as well? You know, I can see and I can read what's here, and what's the specific message and meaning for me? You know, what's this really saying to me, and how does this relate to my specific situation? So going that a little bit deeper with them and using, like you say, you know, a tool to deepen our intuition, because the more we practice doing that, we're tapping into that intuitive guidance and we're going to open up to that in other ways. So the oracle cards can help open that doorway and help us strengthen that connection to our own intuition.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I find that it makes it fun to have that practice, because I think we need to practice. Everybody can be intuitive, but we need to practice.
Yeah.
We need to know what that energy feels like when we are in that present moment, connecting into that processing of energy. And so I do find that this helps us in a really fun and empowering way. I really do. So, yeah, I appreciate that as well. So I see that you're also offering the gifts from pre-ordering the cards now. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, so if people go to my website, they can order the book, the deck, anywhere from offline or online stores. And then if you go to this link, it's oracleoftheunicorns.com/buy, B-U-Y. And if they go to that page, then you can enter your receipt number, and then you get these this free gift. There's an MP3 download, which is a really beautiful magical journey I recorded with Merlin and the fairies and all this magic of Avalon and all that beautiful magic. And it's a really beautiful journey and helps you remember who you are and your magic and what you're being called into. And you get a daily joy meditation, which is like an uplifting 10-minute meditation to listen to every morning. And then we're going to have a unicorn magic manifesting party on July 9th on the full moon.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, juicy. So if you buy the deck, just make sure you come back to that page and you can enter just your name and your email and your receipt number, and you'll get instant downloads of the MP3s, and then you'll get access to the call for when we do that. So some super juicy bonuses. And then there's a free gift in the booklet. So if you buy your deck and then you look in the front of the booklet, I think it's page 10, and then there's a link in there for you to download a free meditation, and that's to go on a guided journey with your unicorns. You meet your unicorn guides. It's so beautiful. You can learn their names, you connect with their energy, they do a beautiful unicorn healing and activation with you, and then you get to activate your own oracle deck with their energy. So it's a really beautiful way to completely infuse your own deck with their unicorn energy and meet your unicorns. And I just really wanted to include that as something that people can have this tangible experience with the unicorns as well as using the deck. So,
oh, I think that's absolutely fantastic, because, you know, one of the things we will talk about next week in the class is how do you activate your deck. And I love that you have this whole thing created just for this deck, and that I think that's just wonderful, because you do have to resonate with it. You do have to align with that energy. It's not just pick up the deck and throw out the card. So I'd love that you do that. I think that's awesome. Definitely. And then you're bringing in, I love it. I have to admit, I think once a year at least, I must watch Mist of Avalon, because I just want to get fascinated by that energy. So I love that you can bring that energy in from you and all of your knowledge and worldly travels in with the deck, and then just be in that energy. Yes, that's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's so gorgeous. So, you know, I'm just completely in love with the unicorns, obviously, and I love sharing them with people. So I'm just excited for people to have their connections and have their relationship with their unicorn guides. You know, they are just such incredible beings to have around, and it's just a beautiful experience, especially for the first time. And I remember years ago going to my first unicorn workshop and training in unicorn light healing, and I remember that first time of like meeting my unicorn, and the first time you know you're visualizing it, but when you look into those soft brown eyes and you feel that they know you and they see you and they have this deep love and compassion that they wrap you up in, and it's just so moving. It really brings me to tears. So I love being able to share that experience and hold space for people to have that. It's just so beautiful.
That is that mystical, magical empowerment of energy. That's just awesome. That is so exciting. Well, how exciting for you to bring all this together and to do something with your art and just create it and just bring it all in into a place that can really help women right now, especially empower their lives and embrace that wholeness of who they truly are. I love that. I love that concept. And I'm so glad to hear that it wasn't just fluff and pretty pictures. So I can't wait to hear that. We need that. We really do. We need to be able to own who we are. We really do. Yeah,
and there is just so much power coming forward for women now, you know, and we've really got to find all those places where we've been shut down and shamed and told that that's unspiritual and claim it back, because there's so much magic in us in those places that we've been told we shouldn't bring into our spiritual work or our spiritual lives. And it's coming forwards now, and we've got to own it, you know, the darkness and our sexuality and sensuality and our power and our fierceness and our love and the light and all of it. So that's what makes us truly powerful.
Definitely. Definitely. That is what makes it really powerful. I can't wait to get the deck. I'm very excited about it and to see them, each of them, and to go through them as well. So I know it'll be here soon. So I know this is a big project. I don't know if I need to ask you what else is going on for you, but this is a huge project. I mean, were you going to take this now into your mentoring, or do you have a special mentoring program coming up around these, or is it just all really focusing on getting out all the promotion and all the work around this?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. So with the unicorns, it's really, it's just going to be, you know, getting it out there to start with. I'm piecing together some ideas for a contest over summer, like a social media contest. And I will likely in fall be something, or maybe sooner than fall, but there'll be something, you know, some of my online magic coming forward for people who have bought the deck. And then in my mentorship work and my deeper work, I mean, there's so much new stuff coming forward. And, you know, we were speaking about Avalon, and I'm being guided to go back there and hold space for very small, deep, powerful, intimate retreats there for women who are really leading and ready to really take their magic out and shake up the old paradigms and really step into their power. So those are going on, and retreats in other places. And really, you know, my calling right now is really supporting women with healing the shame and the shutdown. You know, that is my deepest passion. And I know it's where so much transformation happens. And especially for women who've been, you know, the witches, the psychics, the oracles, the healers, the wise women, the shamans. You know, we've had so many lifetimes in these different guises, and so many of us have come back again in this one. And yet we still have a lot of that deep past life energy, the memories, the wounds, the patterns. It runs really deep, and it can still hold us back in this lifetime. And so that's my passion, to really help women get unlocked, unleashed. And as I was mentioning, you know, especially around the shadow sides and around sexuality and sensuality, a lot of women I'm noticing coming forward who are really here to shake up the old patriarchy, the paradigms of, you know, the old masculine paradigms, and to help liberate men and women into, you know, sacred sexuality and loving their bodies and enjoying sex and pleasure. And that's such a big thing that's coming up now. And yet that's one of those places where there's really a lot of that shaming and shutdown, especially in the spiritual world. So I'm, you know, my greatest gift is helping women to break free and break all those chains off their souls from lifetimes of persecution and punishment for being who they are, and to help them be able to spread their wings and fly and shine and bring the change into the world that's coming forward now, and lead other women into their freedom. So that's what I'm focusing on in one-on-one mentorship and the retreats. And then the unicorns, like I said, is coming out, and I feel like they kind of have their own agenda. I feel a little bit like I'm in for the ride with the unicorns. Like, they've got their plan, and I'm just tuning in and going, okay, well, what are we doing? And they've got it all planned, so I'm taking it one step at a time with them and seeing what they want to create. So it's really fun. It's such a beautiful experience with that.
It sounds very wholesome and very empowering, and so what is needed at this time. I know here in the States, they've tried to shut us down. They've called us nasty women and called us all these things, but it's impossible. It won't happen. So I love that this deck is coming out at the time right now when we need it. We need that empowerment. We need the ability to feel good about who we are, you know, good, bad, and different, ugly warts and all. We need that ability.
Yes.
Do that. Yes, absolutely. So how empowering is that? I think that's just awesome, Cordelia. Great work.
Thank you.
Really, really great work. So the cards can be found on oracleoftheunicorns.com. I also know you can find them on Amazon. So I think there are a couple other places that are on the website there that when you can find it. And then, like you said, when you do, go ahead and purchase them now, and then you come back to the site and you enter your code and you get the bonuses. So definitely, those that are listening, definitely take advantage of this. They're absolutely beautiful cards. They really are. I'm excited to get them myself.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I just wanted to give a shout out to a dear friend that we both have in common, Ashley Welton. I know that you were, I was there a year ago right now. I was out on the Big Island seeing her, and you were there recently too, weren't you?
I was there. Oh my gosh. It seems like lifetimes ago. I was there last summer looking after her gorgeous fluffy cat while she was traveling.
Oh, so it was great. Yeah. We got together.
Ashley's awesome.
Yes. She is awesome. She's been on the show a couple of times too. She is just awesome and living that life and swimming with the dolphins and doing her surfing and doing her riding. I love her dearly. I really do. I'm grateful to have spent the time myself with her. Yeah. And also we have our friend Amanda Moxley, who is a great mentor and teacher as well. You were just out there at her event. Rise, I think it was.
Rise Up. She did an amazing event in Park City. It was so fun and empowering. And yeah, I love Amanda. So that was so great.
Yeah. So there we go. A shout out to Amanda as well. Yes. So as we just go to wind this up, and again, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. I just wondered if you could leave our listeners with one last thought about the deck and how powerful they are for the spirit.
Oh my gosh, there's so many things I could say, but the one that really the unicorns want you to know is how loved you are for exactly who you are. Like, they see you, they know you, they see your light and your shadows, and they love all of it. You know, they see you as the divine being that you are, and they are here to be by your side, to be encouraging you, to be carrying you, to be supporting you in rising up into your power and your magic and being who you are and loving who you are and letting the world see you and sharing your magic with the world.
Beautiful. How loved you are, exactly how you are. I love it. That is absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Enjoy your travels, enjoy your trip back to Avalon, and best of luck with these. They're awesome. They really are.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, thank you. All right, as I always say, to your spirit.
So welcome. Thank you so much for having me on. It's so lovely to connect with you again. That's so all funny. Right. And yes.
All right. So just take a nice deep inhale. How empowering. Let us not water ourselves down. Let us step into the shadows and empower who we truly are. Awesome and inspiring. Yes, thank you so much, Cordelia, for being with us. We look forward to those cards coming out. And may you use them as an inspiration to open up, to not be afraid of all the shame or all the abuse or whatever it is that you have suffered. Let it free you from the guilt. Let it free you from all of it. Empower your life. Just taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. How inspiring to open up to who we truly are. Yeah. All right. So let's see. I will be back next week on the 26th. I'll be offering readings as we finish up this mini-series on the Oracles and the Tarot. I will be putting it all together and offering readings, so be sure to call in on the 26th. I'll probably be using the Wild Unknown because I'm learning them too. So I hope you'll join me for that. Yes, don't forget, if you're in the local area on the 21st, Summer Solstice, come join us over at Birmingham Yoga. All right, guys, look for me on the Empowered Spirit Circle. Come join our group. I hope you take this out with you. Have a great week. Happy summer. Realign your soul, your body, your mind, and especially your spirit. Thank you again for joining me. This is your host, Carrie Ann Hyman. Have a great week. I'll see you next time in the Empowered Spirit Show. To your spirit.